With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not relenting in his bid to have the outcome of the presidential election overturned.
In a Saturday night phone call, the president pressured Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to overturn Joe Biden's victory.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, you don't have, not even close.
Mr. Trump is heard in an audio recording saying that he wants Georgia officials to find 11,780 votes.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the audio obtained by the Washington Post and the AP, Democrats voicing outrage over the president's call with the Georgia Secretary of State. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says Mr. Trump's conduct merits nothing less than a criminal investigation. Nancy Pelosi gets to keep the speaker's gavel in the 117th Congress, California Democrat winning re-election to another term as Speaker of the House.
Members voted in groups of 10 to choose between Pelosi and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. In a tight contest, the California Republican spent most of the afternoon leading Pelosi in votes, a possible reflection of her party's anger over losses of seats in the November elections. Pelosi will now lead the House, with a Democrat likely in the White House and the leadership of the Senate still unsure.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. Also at SRNNews.com, a British judge has rejected the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face espionage charges, saying that he was likely to kill himself if held under conditions in American prison, a U.S. government vowing to appeal. Iran has started enriching uranium up to 20%. It is a short technical step away from the levels required to produce nuclear weapons. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures up 186 points. NASDAQ futures 61 points higher. The S&P futures up 20 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. A nasty exchange involving Jacksonville officials. First Coast News reports that when negative comments were made on social media about Mayor Lenny Curry's wife, the mayor invited that person to show his face and that he, the mayor, would be there wherever it was. Then City Councilman Garrett Dennis jumped in, saying the mayor's directed similar invitations at him. Then Fraternal Order of Police President Steve Zona accused Dennis of marital infidelity, which led to Dennis accusing Curry of the same thing. Coronavirus vaccines are about to start being administered to two more groups of people in this area. Beginning today, healthcare personnel with direct patient contact and people who are at least 65 years old are eligible to get shots at the Prime Osborne Center. All of this week's appointments have been filled. More than 63,000 infections have been reported in Duval County, including 741 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been well over 1,300,000 cases. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
About that time, where we're seeing our usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add about 3 extra minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41. And right now it's 40 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The 117th Congress was sworn in yesterday, who then narrowly re-elected Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Over the weekend, the Washington Post released an audio recording of President Trump urging the Georgia Secretary of State to recalculate the November 3rd presidential election in his favor. And the Florida State Department of Health begins administering COVID-19 vaccinations to those 65 years of age and older today. Last week, the state was overwhelmed with calls from those wishing to make appointments.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. This is the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. I am Ron Davis, covering for Ed Dean here this morning on the first show of 2021. And I am so glad to be here. Been fired up this morning. Got some things happening, big things this week. We had the election yesterday of Nancy Pelosi. I'm not saying that's a big thing. The big news that I took out of that was 216 to 209. Hmm. That is a 7-vote difference. You know, that's how close the Republicans are in the House right now. I mean, it just really goes to show you how important this last election is. Whether Donald Trump wins, lose, lost, or whatever, this gap being narrowed is going to help keep Democrats in check. And we've been talking about that bill that was introduced in New York. I cannot imagine that being in the hands of AOC. And that's the bill that is being introduced that would allow the governor to detain individuals whom him or his surrogates deem dangerous to public health. And they could detain them in a medical facility or other appropriate facility. This is scary.
My guess is what probably motivated that was people who probably aren't wearing masks and those who don't want the vaccine.
Correct.
And basically round those guys up and lock them away somewhere.
It's absolutely scary. And we do have a call. We've got a couple calls here. Let's go to Victor on line one.
Yes, sir. That is scary. I feel like we're in a controlled environment, like a ant farm or something like that. And whoever is running the whole show is, I feel like I'm in a, if they do that, if they pass that, it's just a absolute sad American way. That
you know, and Victor, I'm glad you called, and I agree with you 100%. You know, if it's designed, as Roger says, to do COVID, why not just simply say COVID? Why do you have to say, you know, a medical issue dangerous to public health? Why not just simply say COVID? Why not limit it to that? And I just, you know, with Democrats, we talked about this with another call earlier. I think it was Ray. Give Mitch taking a mile. And I really, this bill, I think, is designed not for COVID. It's for other issues. And one specific one comes to my mind only because the Democrats for the last year have been saying, or 2 years have been saying, they deem gun violence as a public health issue. And I worry that this is where Democrats are headed with these issues. So Victor, I appreciate the call, and I agree with you 100%.
Thank you. I think that 1 inch, give them 1 inch, take a mile. I think that sums it up just perfect. And I got to get ready for work.
Thanks for the call, Victor. Happy New Year.
Thanks for calling in.
Woody, line two. Morning, Woody. How are you?
Well, I'm scared to death.
Yeah,
New York law and everything else. But, I mean, really, do they need a law? Look what's happened here in Florida. I mean, the governor mandates this, the mayor mandates this. Without any law to back them up, they just started shuttering businesses. I mean, our government is out of control, every facet of it. They just think that they're in charge of everything, and it's just getting ridiculous, and nobody's standing up for it.
Well, Woody, I agree with you. What scared me about this whole reaction to COVID is it wasn't just the Democrats. It was Republicans. We had a Republican governor. We had Republican mayors. We have a Republican mayor here in Duval. They were part of the shut it down. And, you know, I said this back in, I don't know how many of you remember this, back in March, you know, when they were starting to shut things down. How can you shut things down if you're not talking about the criteria to reopen?
Because we're a bunch of sheep. They have been doing this for years. Little steps, little steps, little steps, and no one is standing up against it. Every once in a while, you'll see somebody stand up and say, I'm not closing my business. Well, they'll put them in jail, but then all of a sudden, you know, GoFundMe accounts come up and everything. We need to stand up better than we have been. This is, we're starting to get into a police state, and it's getting bad.
Yeah, and they use this. This is an excuse. Woody, I appreciate the call. And folks, going back to March, how do you shut something down without a plan or a criteria to reopen it? The shutdown was designed to alleviate hospital overflow, and that was the only reason why they shut it down. Suddenly, when it came time to reopen. And we're still talking about this. We're talking about, but the viruses are, the cases are increasing. Well, why would you talk about that in Florida when at this point in time, there's no evidence that any hospital in Florida, at least to my knowledge, and I could be wrong, someone call me and let me know, they're not, no hospital in Florida is being overcrowded, overflowed. Fortunately, we have a governor who has enough common sense to do this. New York doesn't. California doesn't. I mean, there's still news reports coming out of California. Oh, hospitals are being overloaded. Hospitals. Roger, there's not one scintilla of evidence to support that. Because hospitals in L.A., you would expect then overflow hospitals. You would expect they're not doing it. You don't see ships being requested to go out there. You don't see parks being converted to field hospitals.
I saw one report that, and I have to go look it up, either the ICU beds or the hospital itself only had 5% more room. Now,
but what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of how they deem occupancy? You see reports coming out of California, and you see these out of the liberal areas. The media has been completely friendly to the to the liberals on this issue. And again, it's about conditioning us for control. Masks are not about whether or not it's a safety hazard. We got to be honest. Masks are about because one guy said you didn't have to wear them. That one guy was Trump, and the media hated him. It's the only reason why we're discussing masks in this country is because Trump was not 100% on board. If Trump had been 100% on board with masks, he'd been inciting panic. Okay? The media, I'm telling you, folks, Woody is right. We have got to get back to where we are in control of the situation. When you begin to see bills being introduced, whether they've been passed or not, where they give the governor of a state control or his surrogates control to evaluate whether somebody is a danger to public health, whatever that may mean, in whatever context, and then detain that facility in a medical facility or, this is the scary language, folks, other appropriate facility. What other appropriate facility, Roger, could there be in a COVID context? Unless this bill is pretextual for something else. Am I wrong, folks? Give us a call here. 904-831-0600. On the issue of COVID, there's a lot of reports coming out. Vaccines are moving forward.
Right.
We had over 2 million, I think, by the end of 2020, which is really interesting, right? Because 4 months ago, the media was telling us that Trump was spreading disinformation about the vaccine, one, being available this year, and that millions of people could possibly be vaccinated. And, you know, going back to what Barney had talked about earlier, you know, media convinced us of a lot of things that Trump wasn't telling us, and it turns out this is yet another time where he was factually accurate, and the media just simply would not let that truth come out. So, you know, this all kind of ties into my position that, you know, the media is a problem. And, you know, the fact that they've morphed into a propaganda arm, I don't care whether you say it's propaganda arm of the right or the left. We no longer get, I think, fair, objective media coverage of issues. Media is now designed to drive issues. It's almost like polls. You know, polls no longer test public opinion. They drive public opinion. If they want it to go a certain way, they start telling you and running polls that get them the results that they desire and then say this is real. You know, folks, we got some concerns. All right. Pro-Trump lawyer. This is driving me nuts, folks. Looking at a report by an article by Joshua Zitzer from the Business Insider. And it's a headline. This is what we talked about earlier. Headlines driving it. Pro-Trump lawyer Lynn Wood insists he is not insane after tweeting that Mike Pence should face execution by firing squad.
What?
Why do people keep saying that Lynn Wood is pro-Trump? This guy is a Democrat through and through and is trying to drive Republicans into the ravine. Come on, folks. I mean, this is the same guy that said you shouldn't be voting in Georgia. But this is a headline. Headlines keep trying to tie this guy into Trump because he come out and said, "Oh, I'm pro-Trump." And because he says ridiculous things that the media loves to hear and try to be able to tie into Trump. Give us a call this morning. We're all kind of fired up here this morning about some of these issues. 904-831-0600 here on the Ed Dean Show.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on Roosevelt Boulevard headed north right before McDuff Avenue. Add an extra couple minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41, and right now it's 40 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Okay,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Get out of the house and be active while knowing you're safe. The YMCA means it when they say your safety is their first priority. They're checking everyone's temperature that comes in, and there are also disinfectant wipes placed throughout the facility so you can triple check that everything's squeaky clean. The YMCA is opening with limited capacity. To see what programs need reservations and to see how the Y is keeping you safe, check out their website, fcymca.org. That's fcymca.org.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them. And that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Counties throughout the state are seeing waiting lists for COVID-19 vaccinations. Governor Ron DeSantis is asking Floridians to be patient as vaccines are being administered to senior citizens. President Trump will campaign today in Georgia in support of Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue's re-election bids to the U.S. Senate. The high-stakes runoffs will determine whether Republicans or Democrats will have control of the Senate. And the Jacksonville City Council's report on the unsuccessful effort to sell the city-owned Jacksonville Electric Authority to a private company is expected to be released today.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean here on the Ed Dean Show, WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. Ed will be back, hopefully, tomorrow morning, although I do feel blessed to have been able to spend the last show of the 2020 with y'all, and mm-hmm. then the first show of 2021. I'm certainly always, you know, humbled when Ed asked me to step in for him, because those are some big shoes to fill, Roger.
Yeah, he's got big feet.
Yes, he does. you know, Roger, the COVID has really done a number on a lot of us. But I'll tell you what, if you are a manufacturer of fireworks, or you were a manufacturer of Christmas lights and supplies this year, you did pretty good.
Yeah.
I went into Walmart.
Oh, there were lots of sectors that did very well during COVID. Anything involved with delivery, Amazon, so their profits go through the roof. And, you know, Instacart, Zoom, that's now a thing, you know. Have you ever ordered groceries on your cell phone before and have them delivered in your house? I don't know how easy that was. Who knows? That could be something that lasts forever. Fewer people going grocery shopping because there's somebody who will do it for you.
Well, either that or you know, the way you pick it up out there in your mm-hmm. little secure area. But, you know, mm-hmm. I usually, you know, because my, you know, I try to add a little bit more to my Christmas display right. every year.
Who wants to stand in line at Walmart when you have curbside service?
There
now?
You go. I mean, and the lines were horrible this year. I mean, yeah. they're always horrible. But, you know, I mean, I always try to go out and, you know, being as cheap as I am, I try to get everything on clearance. And there was nothing to get on clearance this year in Christmas.
People who have come
supplies.
From humble beginnings and have made it successful, they tend to take their frugality with them into adulthood, even though they're rolling like, you know. Like ballers.
Well, I'm not rolling like a baller, but I'm frugal.
You're a high-end attorney. So.
But, yeah. you know, fireworks. Uh-huh. I have some friends of mine that sell fireworks, and they were sold out before New Year's. And it was absolutely crazy going outside mm-hmm. on during the fireworks. I have never seen or heard.
Our subdivision has its own Facebook page to kind of keep everyone involved with what's going on with the HOA and things like that. And did you hear this? And by the way, the inspection's coming, blah, 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 blah. One of the memes that someone posted on New Year's Eve was one of my neighbors with fireworks would like to wish everybody a happy 8:43 p.m.
I guess I'm missing the.
Instead of it going off at midnight, they were like firing off earlier.
Oh yeah. Well, I can't do that anymore. We got a mm-hmm. beautiful white German Shepherd, mm-hmm. but she does not tolerate fireworks or loud noises. So I kind of, you know, hunkered down with her and
right.
You know, I don't usually let her sleep up with us, but you know we let her kind of curl up because
make
she
sure
just,
you take her for a walk before the fireworks go off because they will not leave the house once they hear the noise.
And that was one of the problems. I mean, 5-6 o'clock they started off the fireworks. Yeah. It was just absolutely crazy. Poor dog. But it was absolutely nuts. And then the smoke cover. I mean, you kind of almost felt like you were in a battlefield. It just you couldn't see. It was mm-hmm. absolutely nuts. But you know, we brought in 2021 with a bang. Let's hope that it stays that way. We have on line one, JC. You want to talk about alternatives to COVID vaccines. Morning, JC. Happy New Year.
Good morning. So, you know, there's many COVID viruses. There's some common colds that are COVID viruses. Let's call it what it is. Let's get some courage, some backbone. It's the Chinese Communist Party virus. And the more we resonate that into our head, the more we realize it's us against them. It's against the Chinese Communist Party. Dr. Yan, the one top-level virologist that was working on the Chinese Communist Party virus in the early days in December 2019, wasn't disappeared where some of her colleagues in China were. You know, she escaped the United States. She escaped Hong Kong. Thank God she's in Hong Kong. She would have been in Wuhan. She would be disappeared, too, and we wouldn't have the knowledge of this brilliant doctor. She had even mentioned that all of the top Communist Chinese Party officials were on hydroxychloroquine while the virus is being released. And there's so many other alternatives. I mean, come on, man. You got hydroxychloroquine, you got it's called Remdesivir, and there's another one that just came out. I forget the name of it. My wife's boss's wife is on it. She said it used to be a horse, something to do with a horse. But, I mean, this only having one, so if you don't have a face mask on, you're breaking all the rules. I mean, come on, there's so many different things that are beneficial that no one is using. 1,700 patients in this medical clinic in the south of San Diego. They had 1,700 people that came in with COVID symptoms. They all were treated with hydroxychloroquine. None of them died. I mean, you got Dr. Zdenko in New York City. Probably he's treated more people with the Chinese Communist virus, and he has over 85% success rate with hydroxychloroquine. I mean, this has got to stop, man. You got to have some backbone, people.
I agree, JC. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, they think that people don't realize these are prescription medications. I mean, yeah, they'll find a doctor who's willing to write you a prescription for some of these medications before you can take it. Can't just pick it up next to the aspirin section.
Well, and this was another issue though that got so heavily politicized. Donald Trump advocated for it, so the media, of course, went there. Give us a call in this morning. Weigh in on these issues. 904-831-0600 on the Ed Dean Show. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north a little before 295. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy today. Our high will reach 63. This evening clear with a low of 41. And right now it's 40 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We're the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into the shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Hi, this is the Ed Dean Show. Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean here this morning on this first show of 2021. If you are a Georgia voter, I hope that you are getting yourself, you've already either voted or you're getting yourself ready and the logistics done so that you can get out tomorrow morning and or tomorrow and vote as soon as you can. you know, let's hope that there's not too many of these voters out there that voted the first time around that are being influenced by this pro-Trump lawyer, Lynn Wood, to not vote. Give us a call here this morning, 904-831-0600.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a weekend phone call, President Trump is heard pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's win in the state's presidential election, accusing Mr. Trump of an abuse of power, Democrats demanding an investigation. Nancy Pelosi gets to keep the Speaker's gavel in the 117th Congress, a California Democrat winning re-election to another term as Speaker of the House. A British judge has rejected the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face espionage charges, saying he was likely to kill himself if held under harsh American prison conditions. The U.S. government vows to appeal. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 141 points, NASDAQ futures 54 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Coronavirus vaccines are about to start being administered to two more groups of people in this area. Beginning today, healthcare personnel with direct patient contact and people who are at least 65 years old are eligible to get shots at the Prime Osborne Center. Now, if you're in one of those groups and have had trouble making an appointment to get vaccinated, you're not alone. All of this week's appointments have been filled. The shots are free, and each person will need two of them. A heated argument among Jacksonville officials. First Coast News reports that when negative comments were made on social media about Mayor Lenny Curry's wife, the mayor invited that person to show his face and that he, the mayor, would be there, wherever it was. Then City Councilman Garrett Dennis jumped in, saying the mayor's directed similar invitations at him. Then Fraternal Order of Police President Steve Zona accused Dennis of marital infidelity, which led to Dennis accusing Curry of the same thing. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Phillips Highway heading north a little before 295. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes. And if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today, 63 degrees the high. Tonight will be clear with an overnight low of 41. Right now it's 39 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, the Washington Post released an audio recording of President Trump urging the Georgia Secretary of State to recalculate the November 3rd presidential election in his favor. The Florida State Department of Health begins administering COVID-19 vaccinations to those 65 and older today. Last week, the state was overwhelmed with calls from those wishing to make appointments. And the 117th Congress was sworn in yesterday, who then narrowly reelected Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Good morning. This is the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. You can also reach Ed at ed@wbob.com.
Yeah.
Ed, I keep wanting to say Ed Dean Show, but it's Ed at WBOB.com.
That's right.
I am Ron Davis, covering for Ed here this morning. Got some really interesting things happening this week. We had yesterday, we had the election of Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives.
Which... She's already elected to Congress, but amongst her peers in Congress, mm-hmm. they named her Speaker, I believe, for the fourth time.
Which, you know, the result's not shocking. You know, we talked about this last week, you know, that it was going to be an interesting civics lesson, mm-hmm. You know, maybe historical context, you know, doing way they've done, doing it differently than the way they've done in the past. 209, 7 mm-hmm. vote difference. So didn't have a lot of Democrats deflect. Of course, the Democrats, as they always do, pull some little shenanigans at the last minute. The mm-hmm. the partitions, the plexiglass partitions, which mm-hmm. allowed some people who should have been quarantined otherwise come in and vote. So we had
interesting. I didn't know they did that. Yeah,
the Republicans were all up in arms about that. So it's
they brought COVID into Capitol Hill.
Well, it's they should have been quarantined.
Okay,
but they partitioned them so they could come in and vote, so they didn't have to deal with what we talked about last week: the potentiality of having more Republicans in the room than Democrats, or at least having enough detractors. But it was interesting. But as we all predicted and assumed, it was Nancy Pelosi at the end of the day. Wednesday, we've got the certification of electorals, which is going to be, you know, if you're a historical wonk, you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just history is being made.
And typically, these are not the things that you would normally see covered on the news channels, but they probably will have live coverage from the House chambers and the Senate chambers when these electoral college votes are confirmed.
And according to multiple news reports out there, it looks like Ted Cruz is going to at least join in, or at least object to it.
Yeah, there are about a dozen U.S. senators who now say they're going to be on record as objecting. Now, you as an attorney, what does that mean? If they object.
Well, it means you're going to kick into the debate.
Okay.
It's going to be a two-hour debate. Both houses will separate. Senate mm-hmm. will leave the House chambers. They'll retire, and then they'll debate for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to take rolling votes. Look, at the end of the day, Murkowski, Romney, Collins, they're going to vote on the Democratic side of things. It'll move out of the Senate.
Now, the Senate only confirms the vice president, am I correct?
No, they're going to
vote.
Okay, they
vote both.
They're going to vote. What happens is they'll vote. The House, right, focuses on the president.
Right.
The problem at the end of the day is it'll always leave the Senate because there's enough Republicans there who aren't going to support it.
So it's a simple majority, not one vote per state at that level.
Right? Yeah, it's a simple majority. Because they're only voting for the slate of electors.
Okay.
Okay, so they're going to object to the slate, you know, in the House, and then they'll object in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to move the debate, and they're going to have the rolling votes until they do it. The question, the only drama in this really is how many votes in the House. Or how many rounds of voting are they going to have?
Is there any scenario that you can end up having, you know, Donald Trump reelected tomorrow in the Congress?
You mean Wednesday?
There's
a scenario, yeah. If Democrats defected, they're going to vote 100%, you know, on there. There's no issue in the House. That's where the real fight is, right? Mm-hmm. If you had some Democrats who were willing to defect and say, hey, we don't agree with this slate of electors, then there'd be some drama. The question is whether or not it's going to go one or two rounds, or you know how many votes they have to do. So, but from a historical perspective, it's going to be awesome to kind of watch and you know, and then every other election year or cycle, you're going to have now this discussion of something that had never happened before happen. So you know, as a potentiality, but and then we've got, you know, the big one is tomorrow's elections. And if you're listening in Georgia on the radio show, and I know Ed's got a ton of listeners in Georgia, all over the state. Get out and vote. Do not fall prey to this Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell nonsense about protest votes or whatnot. Even if you don't think the Republican candidates gave you a reason to go out and vote, folks, you got to vote. The Senate is crucial. Procedurally, if McConnell is in charge with the majority,
mm-hmm.
he'll decide what comes out.
The Republicans,
what gets voted on.
The Republicans will basically have no power in Washington.
Oh,
all things equal.
Well, and you're gonna
because the Democrats already control the House. They will be in charge of the White House. So unless the Senate can remain Republican, there'll be no bargaining power to try to negotiate things.
No, and remember the last time mm-hmm. you gave the Democrats the presidency, House, and the Senate. We got Obamacare, and Obamacare was not passed, folks, in a straightforward, normal manner. It was done by reconciliation at the very end of the year, you know, after people had already voted to change the House or the Senate from, from that majority filibuster proof by adding that the senator from Massachusetts. So, you know, you give them the opportunity and they're already talking about packing the court, you know, doing things that all they got to do is by simple majority because the nuclear option is going to be gone. So procedurally, this is the firewall. This is the stopgap. Get out and vote. You've got to get out and vote. Even if you don't think the Republicans gave you a reason to get out and vote, you got to keep this in the hands of the Senate. We do have a call. Brian, line one, certifying the election. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I just wanted to bring up, this has happened quite a few times. It happened in 2004. I believe it was a congressman and a senator on the Democratic side who wanted to talk about the suppression of voters. And they used this opportunity to create the time for debate. And you get to go up there and say your thing. But normally when this has been done in the past, it's been very clear that it's only being done to give people a chance to talk about their pet project. They've never actually tried to say, we want to stop the selection of electors, and it's always been used as a way to just have 2 hours to talk about your issue. And I find it really odd, and I just started a shirt company, and I finally got my shirt that says, let Ben Sasse be Ben Sasse again, and it's so good to see Ben Sasse be Ben Sasse again.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Yeah, it's funny watching how these politicians who kind of, you know, waver between party lines when it suits them, you know, the Romney, the Murkowski, mentioned Sasse and Collins, you know, it kind of, but, you know, they're the ones that control the direction. You know, they may not be reliable and dependable 2 years or, you know, 6 months down the road on something that's really, really important potentially, but they're not going to vote against McConnell for speaker of our Senate Majority Leader. And, you know, that's where the policy is created. Now, you know, Brian, you know, raised an interesting point. But 4 years ago, the Democrats used this very process. They just couldn't find a Senate Democrat who would contest it. So it never really got any further than that. So, yeah, it's been used. It's been used to kind of just segue into something no one ever took it seriously. I don't think too many people take it seriously, but it does have a historical context. Who knows? I mean,
hearing discussions that Nancy Pelosi could end up becoming president if they can't get their act together, or, you know, they could have the one state per vote, one vote per state option that could potentially happen, where then Donald Trump would be reelected.
That's what the Republicans are trying to force, is where it goes back to the House of Representatives to vote. But at the end of the day, it would require 7 Democrats. Well, actually, 4 Democrats to defect,
or come down with COVID and they can't show up on
Wednesday.
Well,
and that's, but they got partitions now.
Okay,
they built the partitions. Democrats, you know, by hook or crook,
bring them on the stretcher with a ventilator.
Oh, could you imagine the media reports if the Republicans had done something like this? Oh my gosh, you know that's going to be the news story for the next 2 years, right? Republicans will never block anything; they're going to obstruct everything.
Right.
Right. Democrats have blocked. Oh my gosh, thank God they blocked Trump, right? You know, that's been the media, you know, block, block, block. You never hear about Democrats being obstructionists, you know, they're never the party of no. It's just, you know, that's going to be the news story, and, you know, it just drives you absolutely bananas. Tammy, line one, wants to talk about Lynn Wood. Morning, Tammy.
Hi, I really have a quick question about Lynn Wood, and then I want to say something about Mitch McConnell. Lynn Wood, I understood, and I really want to be wrong about this, but my understanding was that he was telling people that they shouldn't vote as long as those machines were being used. And, of course, since no one's been able to look at those machines, he believes that there's something, you know, nefarious going on with that. And that's what I heard him say when I saw a clip of he was talking about, you know, until we know these machines, you know, he was saying that they shouldn't be used. Although I also heard the other attorney say that she would vote if she were in Georgia. So even though those machines have not been looked at, but that's just what I heard, and I hope I'm wrong about that. I mean, I hope you're wrong. Actually, that's just what I had heard. Let me know if I. If
no, no, no. I can. I'll address that. What was the other point you had?
Okay, and Mitch McConnell. People have a lot of faith in the law, the rule of the law. Well, the rule of law, I should say. Well, it only works in one direction. It's obvious to me. And when I looked into all these players, of course, you know, we know Mitch McConnell. Some people call him a swamp creature. Well, I kind of looked into his situation and his current wife, Elaine Chao, and the fact that his father-in-law owns the largest dry goods transport shipping company in North America. And he's a millionaire because of his wife. And his wife's sister, his sister-in-law, sits on the board of the Bank of China. Now, this is not any conspiracy wacko stuff. I started looking it up. I've seen articles on it. Anybody can look it up online. Look up Mitch McConnell, click to Elaine Chao, his wife, which connects her to her father-in-law and him, and how he's made all of his money. And if people think that somebody's a Democrat or Republican, they can pick sides, forget it. What people need to remember is, as people have talked about, we're losing control of what's going on. Once they get your kids at a young age, you can forget about it. People keep saying, oh, when they go to college, they get all indoctrinated. The fact is they get indoctrinated when they're sent at a very young age to the schools, which I have nothing against the schools, but a lot of the curriculum, people need to follow the curriculum, follow the money, follow the curriculum, and follow your elected official. Don't just because they've got an R or a D behind their names, I don't have to tell you all that, but you have to look into their connections. And I think people really need to look into this and contact their elected officials, including Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, and see where they stand on all of this.
And now, Tammy, that's an excellent point, getting involved, and that's what we're lacking, Roger. We have too many people that live in a bubble and don't do exactly what Tammy's saying. Give us a call. Weigh in on the issues, 904-831-0600 here on The Ed Dean Show.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on the Matthews Bridge southbound. Add about 2 or 3 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Sunny skies today, 63 degrees the high. Tonight will be clear with an overnight low of 41. Right now it's 39 degrees.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump will campaign today in Georgia in support of Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue's re-election bids to the U.S. Senate. The high-stakes runoffs will determine whether Republicans or Democrats will have control of the Senate. The Jacksonville City Council's report on the unsuccessful effort to sell the city-owned Jacksonville Electric Authority to a private company is expected to be released later today. And counties throughout the state are seeing waiting lists for COVID-19 vaccination appointments. Governor Ron DeSantis is asking Floridians to be patient as vaccines are being administered to senior citizens.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. You're listening to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. I am Ron Davis, humbled and happy to be hosting the show here this morning. Covering for Ed, here always, as always, with Roger Henderson. It's first show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to be here, Roger, and I've been fired up this morning. I've kind of
hindsight is 2020 at this point.
Yes, it is literally. You know, I briefly discussed that whole audio coming out with Trump and the conversation with the Secretary of State there in Georgia, the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. It's a nothing. It's a nothing story. It's out of context. And we'll talk a little bit later, maybe contextually why it is. But I got to say, Tammy, I love callers like that. You know, Ed is blessed to have listeners like that. You know, she's critical thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, she is, you know, what we talked about, not living in the bubble. And, you know, I'm glad she called in, and I'm glad she challenged, you know, some of my, you know, my assertions this morning, especially as it relates to Lynn Wood. Yes, Lynn Wood did, in the context of that conversation, say, he was talking about the voting machines. Mm-hmm. My problem with Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, as it relates to these voting machines, it was clear from the beginning that their information was wrong. Why they continued to sell it and why they still try to continue to sell it, that somehow Dominion voting machines had some outcome in this election, that's what's problematic for me. And then you get Lynn Wood just recently saying that Pence should be, Vice President Pence should be arrested and executed for treason. It's just bizarre. The problem is that the interpretation of what Lynn Wood was saying, by the time it gets filtered, there is a movement within the Republican Party, even here in Florida, people saying they're not going to vote again. Okay, in large part because of what they heard Lynn Wood say, and because they feel that somehow they're, why vote? Because it doesn't matter. But, you know, folks, you vote to make it harder for the other side to cheat. Just because there wasn't cheating in the terms of Dominion the way that we were led to believe early on, that was never the fraud. That was never the fraud. The fraud occurred with the ballots, the collection, or the sending in. The counting of it, look, it is what it is, okay? We need to move on from the Dominion thing and focus on where the real fraud is before the media allows us to paint ourselves in the corner with Lynn Wood where we just sound crazy. You know, focus on what the real thing is. So it's really appreciate a call like Tammy coming in and challenging, you know, and saying, hey, look, guys, get back on. You know, she made some points, you know, some points about McConnell. You know, you don't have to like him to support the Republican Party and keeping the Democrats from controlling the agenda. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes, you know, the phrase necessary evil comes in. You know, we kind of go through this love-hate when we live in this bubble, love-hate relationship with our people in Congress. You know, Romney, it's amazing. He's loved one minute when he does something Republicans like, and then he's despised the next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be critical thinkers. So Tammy, thank you very much for the call. We've got Gary's been waiting for her a little bit on line one. Morning, Gary. How are you?
Happy New Year, Ron, Roger.
Hey. Likewise, you too.
It's so funny to me that had the roles been reversed and the Democrats were challenging the voting and all that, they would be called treasonous and should be executed for treason by the Republican parties, saying they're so unconstitutional that to challenge the vote of the American democracy outright, we as constitutionalists, they should be shot for treason. It's so funny. But what Warren Trump does it, and it's only in the states that Trump lost. There's no irregularities, Ron, in the states that Donald Trump won. That's funny. It's only in the states that Joe Biden won.
Well, and I think, you know, Gary, it's a good point. I think that's what one of the points that Ed was saying is, you know, why aren't we challenging? You know, he wants to see the results challenged here in Florida. And I agree, and I can get into that a little bit here. We got a break coming up. But, you know, we as part of being critical thinkers, you know, whether we agree with Gary or not, you know, you should be critical thinkers and you shouldn't live in the bubble. Give us a call, weigh in here this morning. We got some lines they're starting to heat up here. Call a number 904-831-0600 here on the Ed Dean Show.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On 95, headed south, right at 295. We have a construction barrel just rolling around in the middle of the lane. Definitely be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today, 63 degrees the high. Tonight will be clear with an overnight low of 41. Right now it's 39 degrees.
I'm Rich Thomason in for Lou Dobbs, who returns this afternoon. Back to work on Wall Street. Controversial seaport plan in New York City. Awaiting crush of online returns. Those stories next.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Wall Street officially welcomes 2021 today, the first trading day of the new year. All major stock and bond exchanges, as well as major brokerage houses, are back at work following the three-day weekend celebrating the new year. New York City's South Street Seaport area will be the scene of a battle over preservation of historic sites this week. Several commercial developments, including two 470-foot towers, have raised the ire of neighborhood activists. A community advisory board meeting is now set for tomorrow, with sparks expected to fly. The good news? Online retailers blew the doors off their sales budgets during Christmas. The bad news? They now have to figure out how to logistically and safely handle an expected crush of gift returns coming soon. Please join us for Lou Dobbs Tonight at 5, 7, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different.
because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here. Ron Davis covering for Ed here this morning. Call in number 904-831-0600. Folks.
1FM W266CX Fruit Code. Talk Radio.